Hi, my name is Alvaro, and I make a lot of videos about purgatory. Wouldn't it be amazing to be married to someone who makes purgatory videos, let's say on a YouTube channel for a living? Guess what? No, it wouldn't. Talk to my wife. Because of all this content and all this talk about purgatory, sometimes she's deeply afraid of it, and she looks at all these details and thinks, there's no hope. We're going to have to go through it, and it's going to be terribly painful. And sometimes all this information is overwhelming. And yesterday in our 9 p.m. Central Standard Time Rosary group that you should join today, someone was making a similar comment. Please pray for me because I am afraid of purgatory. And this led me to think and to ask the people, would a video talking about being petrified of purgatory help you? And many responded, yes. So let me share with you what's on my heart about this. And by the way, if you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, one of the things that I really feel like I have a gift for is having a close relationship with God the Father. So I ask God the Father, please put on my heart what you want me to tell my viewers about having a fear of purgatory. Now listen to what he wants to tell you. So a long time ago, in a land far, far away, in this beautiful kingdom that has no resemblance to our world currently, there was a nefarious group that was in charge, and many fought and battled to get them out of power, and they were able to successfully do so. And so a new king ascended to the throne. And the opposing party, out of envy and anger of the new power that was going to be given to this king, decided to kidnap one of his favorite children. Now, there was a citizen in this kingdom that saw everything that was happening and decided, I want to help. I want to help deliver the king's child from the grasps of this evil group. And it also coincided that that citizen owed the king and the kingdom a lot of money. Their previous 2 or 3 years of tax returns had totaled up in adding and having a debt of about $20,000 to $30,000. So they thought, well, if I spend some percentage of that money in delivering the king's son, perhaps he will have clemency on me and let this debt go. They did everything that they could. They sacrificed, they prayed, they spoke to people, and lo and behold, they were able to successfully deliver the child, the son, from the grasp of that evil group. And after doing so, that citizen was still afraid. They said, despite the fact that I have delivered the son, will he have mercy on me? Will he look at my debt and do nothing about it? He didn't know. So one day the king said, bring that person to me because they have done tremendous work in delivering my son. I want to speak to them face to face. And that citizen was so afraid. So they went into the presence of the king, and everyone who was in front of the throne of the king whispered and spoke to themselves, this person has no idea the reward that's coming to them. And the king spoke in this way, my beloved citizen, not only is all your past debt forgiven, but all your future debt shall be forgiven for your tremendous work in delivering my son, and everyone throughout the land shall know your name. If the king would act thus, wouldn't God do even more so for you and for I? We who work to deliver the children of God the Father from his justice by the very power of his mercy, satisfying both, would he not look at all our debt and say, not only is all your debt forgiven, but I want you to come and stand by my side because you have brought my children into my presence. You have delivered them from the prison of justice using the power of mercy. You have become ambassadors of my mercy, bearers of the light of my mercy to the very depths of purgatory. Can you imagine what your judgment will be like? You will stand before the throne of Jesus Christ. And normally, that's going to be a private event. Just you and Jesus, him judging your life alone. But you'll hear a knock on that throne room. You will wonder, who is that? Who's coming in? And one soul will come in after another. And it will be all the souls in purgatory that you delivered. And they will say, Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot judge this person alone. we must be present because he delivered us from purgatory. And hundreds and thousands and millions of souls will stand behind you. And they will say, now, Jesus, you can judge him. Because you must judge this person based on the merits of delivering all of us. Even those that we did not deliver from purgatory, that we attempted to and perhaps we failed, even those that we desired to deliver from purgatory, Jesus will honor each and every one of our actions, our intentions, and our desires. And the scales of mercy will be so heavy on the other side that justice will not stand the chance. In fact, let me say to you that not only should you not be afraid of purgatory, but the fires of purgatory are afraid of you, because you come with the blood of Jesus and the tears of the Blessed Mother to extinguish those fires with God's mercy. What we do here on earth, delivering souls from purgatory, we will be perfected in doing on the other side in heaven. We will be sent into purgatory, not as souls being purified by it, but as souls delivering others from it. Just like the Blessed Mother, we will work alongside, right behind her. Just like the great archangel of purgatory, Saint Michael, he will be right in front of us, and all the other saints that were devoted to the souls in purgatory and now had the glorious task of bringing relief to the souls in purgatory, that will be us. We will be part of that group. We will be sent right back into purgatory as agents of God's mercy. We will tread on its fires and nothing will happen to us because we sacrificed ourselves in this life and we went willingly into it right now. We will be gloriously triumphant over it when we die. My friends, not only should you not be afraid of purgatory, you should be excited about what your judgment will hold, and you should be eager to receive the task that Jesus will give to you. In fact, Jesus is eager for your judgment. He can't wait to put you to work back at what our love is right now, delivering the souls in purgatory. That's what we will be doing in heaven. That's what we will be patrons of. I do not want any one of you to be afraid of purgatory. We have conquered that fear tremendously here in this life, and we will reap the fruits of it in the next. As I said before, if you want to work with me powerfully to deliver the souls in purgatory, every night, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, you join. Be a part of us. There's 300 of us powerfully praying to deliver the souls in purgatory every single night. Even if we don't do anything the rest of the day, that 130 minutes that we have because of our union together of so many people praying is intense. And it is a work, literally, it's the work of 300 people in one moment. The fruit of that will be incredible. My friends, I will see you in the next one.